Okay, we'll call the meeting to order with the pledge.
Good for you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag, United States of America. To the republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Boy, you were super prepared there, Roxanne. That's great.
So, board president comments. I just want to say welcome again. And I want to also take the time to thank our staff, all of our staff, the admin, anyone that is helping this situation along by making things as easy as it can be for the students, the community, the teachers, the Board of Education, and going as well as it could be in this situation. So thank you. Pat, board, were there any other board member comments? I'm sorry, anyone else have anything? Superintendent.
Great. You know, I too would like to echo what Roxanne just mentioned. Our staff has done an absolutely marvelous job. Teachers have been doing a fantastic job planning and preparing, delivering instruction, getting packets distributed and out to students. A great deal of work has been coming back in. Our support staff with our social workers, psychologists, and guidance counselors have been doing a great deal of outreach to families that we haven't been terribly successful connecting with. They're doing an excellent job ensuring we've got students that are as focused as we can keep them outside of school. Certainly need to make mention of the incredible work that's being done by our cafeteria staff. To date, we have served just shy of 18,000 meals since we've been out of school, which is incredible to think that many have been prepared and delivered by our cafeteria and transportation staff. Kate has been doing an outstanding job monitoring and keeping that on track as well. So big thanks goes out to all of those people. John and Ethan have been on top of graduation discussions. Clearly, you know, we're still uncertain whether or not we're going to be returning to school prior to the end of the year. And we want to make sure that our students don't miss out on activities, in particular those that are preparing to graduate. So we're working very hard at coming up with some potential alternatives if necessary in the event that we're still not able to bring students back for the June graduation date. We're looking at dates in July and August, and we're also looking at some different venues for those activities. Really, a couple of cool activities, opportunities that we've had. One, we've been working with Manchester News, a combination between Whitehall, Granville, and Hartford. We've been working with the new publisher there. His name's Mark Vintaguerra. He's a really nice guy. He's very pro-school. And they have extended their newspaper now. They're over 30 pages long, and they're all full color now. And the interesting thing that they're allowing us to do, they've given Hartford, Whitehall, and Granville all three pages of each edition of the newspaper. So we're able to submit, you know, student work, student artwork, information and messages right to the paper, and they're going to be publishing that information each of their editions now. So that's pretty exciting. That'll be coming out this week, the first edition. John, Ethan, and Judy have been submitting information from their buildings. We're also in the process now of discussing yard signs for our seniors to be able to recognize their senior class in each of the three different school districts. Manchester News is looking at sponsoring a good portion of that in conjunction with other businesses in each of the three communities. So more information to come on that. Certainly there's a lot occurring. Very excited about the work that our staff is doing. And hopefully we're back to some new semblance of normal sooner than later.
Thank you, Pat. That's all great news. Thank you very much. Board and staff report. Treasurer report.
Pat? Kate, do you have anything you'd like to add to this?
I couldn't get my mic button. No, I think we're doing as well as can be expected. Everything's kind of up in the air with the budget and all those other things. So we're just in a holding pattern at this point.
All right. With that said, I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the documents listed under the treasurer's reports.
And
Craig Barber.
Thank you. I was just going to remind everyone that if they are going to make a motion or a second, just to say your name so that Kim knows who is making that motion. So we do have a first by Frank. Do I have a second?
Second, Dick Lachapelle.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Carried.
All right. I would like to mention in reference to the budget, we're still uncertain exactly what we're looking at from budgetary numbers. We also do not yet have dates from the state of New York for either the budget vote or for the Board of Education board seat elections. So that's still all up in the air. As soon as we get those dates, we'll have to develop a new budget calendar for the year, and we'll be asking the board to approve that budget calendar.
Thank you. Approval of board minutes.
Yeah? All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the Board of Education minutes from March 25 of 2020.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved. Frank Barber.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
Thanks, Tom. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Approval of CSE minutes.
All right. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve a large group of meetings that have been held by Ms. Hazleton. We are in the heart of annual review time. So the minutes of January 20, February 4, 11, 25, and 27, as well as March 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, and 19.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you, Frank. Do we have a second?
Second, Tom Baker.
Thanks, Tom. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Federal grant fund policy, COVID-19. Pat.
As I shared last week, attorneys throughout the region have been working on this new grant, which enables school districts to be able to continue to utilize our title grant money to pay salaries of individuals that are not presently working on our campus. Clearly, they can't be working on our campus because they're working from home. We do pay these individual salaries, our title folks, our reading intervention, our math intervention people, with these title funds. This policy allows school districts to utilize those federal funds to be able to pay salaries despite the fact these individuals are not working on campus. This policy would sunset when we come back to school.
Thank you. We have a motion to accept the grant fund policy COVID-19 in the resolution.
So moved.
Thanks, Rich. Do we have a second?
Second, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Carrie. And forgive me, I'm trying to give a little bit of a pause in there in case someone has something to say. because I know it lags a little bit. Resignation and terminations, Pat.
Okay, with regret and a great deal of thanks, I would like to recommend that the board approve the retirement of Joyce Liefert. She'll be leaving our school district. She's been a bus driver amongst a litany of other positions in the district throughout the time she's been with us. So I would like to thank her and also congratulate her on her retirement. I'd also like to recommend the termination of Erica Obrowski from the position of clerk, and that would be effective March 20 of 2020.
Do we have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you, Frank. Do we have a second?
Second, Baker.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Appointment. And is there any reason any of these all together?
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
All right. I would like to recommend the appointment of Mr. Kevin Parrott to the position of Director of Facilities 1, effective tomorrow. We certainly look forward to having Kevin come back home to Whitehall. He seems like a very, very nice man with a great deal of knowledge, and we're quite confident he's going to do excellent things for our district moving forward. I'd also like to recommend tenure of several individuals here in the district. I would like to recommend Abby Novak for tenure in the area of elementary education, Elizabeth Martineau to the tenure track area of literacy, Mary Douglas as a licensed clinical social worker, Boyd Hunt to the tenure area of physical education, Rose Olson to the tenure area of school psychologist. Those are each effective September 1 of 2020. And then we also have Jordan Hoke, who we're recommending to the tenure area of early childhood through grade 2, effective September 15th. She had a little bit of time for maternity leave, so it extends her tenure just a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Do we have a first?
So moved, Barber.
Second, Nick Lashenko.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Approval of Truth-Filled Christian Academy and 7-Day Adventist Education for 2021. Pat?
Each year, districts are asked by April 15 to approve transportation of students who live within the school district and travel to a parochial school within 15 miles of the school district if the parents request transportation. We do have at least one student, perhaps two students from the same family that have made that request for transportation for next school year.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, Dudley.
Thank you, Chris. Do we have a second?
Second, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. Any discussion?
This is Frank. I had just a couple of questions on the 7th-day Adventist school setting. I think that's a new request this year. Is that correct?
It is not. This family has been attending there for a couple of years now.
Okay. I don't ever remember approving the transportation for that in the past. I know we did for Truthville.
Yeah. This family has been there, I believe, 2 years now. And any student that makes that request within, you know, the necessary time frame, and within 15 miles, we transport. This is not a individualized transportation. The students that attend there hop on a bus of one of our runs that are running to either a BOCES program or to one of the out-of-district programs. So we're not running an extra bus to do this.
Okay. And it does meet the 15-mile protocol?
It is about 14.98 miles. Literally, it's just inside the 15-mile to the Truthful campus. We've actually clocked it a couple of times to make sure.
Great. That's all the questions I had.
Thank you. Anyone else have any other questions? Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Items of information, nominating petition.
Yes, at this point, individuals that have an interest in running for the Board of Education seat for the 2021 school year forward are able to make a request to Kim Manny in district office. She can email individuals those nominating petitions. Folks that have already picked up nominating petitions, it's certainly best to get those back to the district sooner than later. We still do not know what the dates will be for the board vote or for the board seats, but certainly the sooner we get those back, the better from individuals.
Thank you. Any other discussion on that? Questions? Annual meeting, budget vote, and election.
Yeah, I made mention of this in the beginning during my couple of minute informational sharing. We don't know the dates of these. We know that they will be after June 1st. We're not entirely certain of the date or how these votes may occur. We're hearing rumors that the budget vote and election may be done solely by absentee ballot. So that will be very interesting if that's the case. We're not entirely certain yet if that's accurate, but it's kind of what we're hearing at this point. It'll be very interesting.
Do you have any idea what that would look like?
What would occur if this were to happen, individuals that had an interest in voting on the election or on the board seats would need to contact the district and request an absentee ballot, at which point we send the absentee ballots out and the individuals would need to send them back to us by a defined date.
That'll be an interesting process.
Yeah. It could definitely be a very onerous process. We still don't know with certainty that that's going to be the case, but that's kind of what we're hearing through the grapevine.
Thank you. Any other questions in that regard?
I don't have any.
Okay. BOCES vote.
Yes, just a reminder, there will be a BOCES vote tomorrow morning, 7:30. I am not going to send the link out tonight as I had planned because I'm concerned that it won't work. So I will send the link out early tomorrow morning for those Board of Education members to log in. That meeting shouldn't last more than about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Great.
Good.
Hey, Patrick, can I ask just a quick question for my own understanding on the BOCES administrative budget? How is that funded?
All BOCES
6.9, I guess it's $7 million round numbers.
Right. All BOCES budgets are funded by the individual school districts that are part of that BOCES. So the money is basically charged back to districts based on our WADA, which is individual student count. So larger districts pay more, smaller districts pay less, so we all have our own portion. That money then is paid to BOCES to run the BOCES program. At the end of the year, any additional money that are left over in the BOCES budget cannot be carried over by BOCES. Those monies need to be returned back to the school districts. And we typically get a pretty large amount of money back each school year. from the BOCES program back to each of the home schools. What BOCES does is they offer a budget that is the maximum expenditure that they believe that they would spend at that point in time. And clearly, they're voting quite early. So between now and when the budget occurs, they'll be winnowing that budget number down even more. But what ends up happening is that that money goes into basically a pool that they have to spend throughout the course of the year. Additionally, since BOCES sent out that original budget that I sent to you, they have already cut their administrative budget to zero. So they're flat at BOCES where they were last year from an administrative standpoint.
Okay. Yeah, and the only reason I ask is because for myself, for our district, it's very concerning that they're throwing these numbers out already when we have no clue what we're going to see for help from the state.
Yeah, unfortunately, BOCES is required to do this because they're a cooperative education program, so they have to get this information out and get their budgets approved. Where we've got a little bit more latitude as an individual school district not to have to do that.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Yep.
That's all I have. That's all I have for questions.
Are there any other questions in regards to the BOCES vote in the budget? Okay. Just a couple of quick comments. I hope everyone's doing well. Hopefully, next meeting, perhaps we'll maybe be able to do social distancing. Meeting. We'll see how that goes. If not, we'll proceed as we have been the last couple of months.
Sure. Can we get a, just make sure we're going to have a forum tomorrow morning. What board members think we'll be able to log in at 7:30 tomorrow?
I can be on.
Okay.
So can I can be on. It's Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Carrie, I can be on.
Thank you, Carrie.
I can be on that, Pat.
Dick. Great. Thanks, Dick.
Me too. This is Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Is it okay if I attend in my robe with my coffee?
not a problem, Frank.
Sorry.
That gives us enough, correct, Pat?
That, yep.
Okay. Oh, well, with that last comment from the peanut gallery, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
So moved, Nora.
Thank you, Pat. Any discussion? Carrie, we'll...
All right. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Good meeting. Bye-bye.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.